Sarah Truma Faragimo Mishnah Dalit Bamedvar Mamurim Bishalu Deeper. That which we said in the previous mission, that according to Rabbi Akiva, two shutsim that jointly own produce, if one shutsim takes off Truma for both his share and his partner's share, and following that, the other partner also took off Truma for both his share and his partner's share. According to Rabbi Akiva, neither one of the shutsim had the right to take off Truma for his partner's share, so therefore the Truma that he took off is only 50% Truma, and only the Truma that he was taking off for his own share would be Truma, but the Truma he's taking off for his partner's share is not Truma. And in this mission, we explain that which Rabbi Akiva said, that one shutsim had no right to take off Truma for his partner's share, that's only if there was no spoken word, meaning to say he wasn't specifically given permission by his partner to take off Truma for his partner's share. Abu Hirshas ben Beitzo, or with Avdo Owen Shabchasu Litrum, Trumaso Truma, but a permission was given. Somebody gave permission to a member of his household, or to a servant, or to his maidservant, to take off Truma for his produce. That person who was given permission to take off the Truma would be regarded as a shliach, as an agent, and the Truma that he takes off would be a valid Truma. But if somebody asked a shliach to take off Truma for his produce, and after he asked the shliach to take off the Truma, he changed his mind, and he was mevatel the shliach, he annulled the shlichus. Im achelo taram bato ein trumato truma. If he annulled the shlichus prior to the shliach taking off the Truma, in such a case, if the shliach would subsequently go ahead and take off the Truma anyway, it would not be a valid Truma, and since he was mevatel the shliach prior to the shliach taking off the Truma, that person is no longer considered a shliach, and even if he does go ahead and take off the Truma, it's not a valid Truma. The em mishataram bato trumato truma. But if he was only mevatel the shliach after the shliach had already taken off the Truma, in such a case it would be a valid Truma, as it's too late to be mevatel the shliach since the shliach already went ahead and took off the Truma. Workers have no right to take off Truma from the produce of the person they are working for. There is an exception. And I'm Art, who hires workers that are Tamid HaChamim to work with olives or grapes, things that aren't pressed for its oil or its wine. In such a case, the owner of the olives or grapes wants his workers who are Tamid HaChamim to take off the Truma from the olives or the grapes before they are pressed in order that the Truma will be taken off from the olives or grapes while they are still tar. Because as soon as they start pressing the olives or grapes, they're going to become tummy. Because when they start being pressed, their success will become tummy. And the Amaris will go ahead and come into contact with the olives or grapes after they are pressed, and they will have become tummy from the Amaris, who is tummy. So therefore, the Amaris wants his workers, or Tamid HaChamim, to take off the Truma for the olives or grapes before they are pressed, so that they take off the Truma while they are still tar. Sacha Truma is by a gimel Mishnah Hey, Ha'imer Truma is a kriza betoicha, Umaisroiza betoicha. Somebody who has a heap of grain, and he wants to separate the Truma to Maisu from this heap itself, not to take on Truma to Maisu from a different heap to cover for this heap. So therefore, he said, the Truma for this heap should be inside the heap, and giving a name to the Truma right now. And the Maisu for this heap of grain should be inside the heap of grain. Truma is Maisu zebetoicha. And then he said the Trumas Maisers should be inside this heap of grain. And after the Maisers are given to the Levi has to take off Trumas Maisers from the Maisers that he is given, and the Trumas Maiser is given to the Kohen. So now he gave a name to the Truma, the Maiser, and the Trumas Maiser, and this heap of grain. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Kar Hashem, Rabbi Shimon said, that which he gave a name to the Trumas Maisers is effective and it works. And now the Trumas Maisers had to be taken off from this heap of grain itself. He can't take off Truma to Maisa from a different heap to cover for this heap. Now, even though we have it in that Truma has to have Shireha Nikar, it has to be discernible exactly where he is giving the name of Truma to. As he just said, the Truma and Maisa should be inside this heap. So how is that discernible where the Truma and Maisa actually are? The answer is that when he says the Truma and Maisa should be bitoho inside of it, that implies it should be in the middle. So he is specifying exactly where he is eventually going to take off the Truma and Maisa from, and that would be in the category of Shireha Nikarim, it's discernible, where the Truma and Maisa are. The Chacham disagree with Rabbi Shimon. According to the Chacham, somebody says the Truma and Maisa should be betocho inside this heap, even though when he says betocho, it implies that he wants the Truma and Maisa to be taken from the middle of the heap, that's not considered Shireha Nikarim. That's not discernible where the Truma is. Instead, he has to say the Truma Maisa should be to the north or to the south of the heap. that would be Shireh HaNikarim, since he specified exactly where the choice of Isis would be taken from. He said they would be taken from the north of the heap or from the south of the heap. But if he simply said that the Tumas of Isis will be taken Meitocho, from inside this heap, even though that implies that it's taking it from the middle, that's not considered Shireh HaNikarim and would not be effective. Rabbi Elazar Chachma Oimer, Oimer Tumas HaKri Mimenu Olav Karashem. Rabbi Elazar Chachma is very lenient. According to Rabbi Elazar Chachma, you don't need Shireh HaNikarim. It doesn't matter that it's not discernible where the Trumas and Maisers are. So therefore, even if he says the Truma from this heap should be inside of it, and not specify where it's going to take off the Truma from this heap, that would be effective. And he would only be allowed to take the Trumas and Maisers from this heap itself. He would not be allowed to take Trumas and Maisers from a different heap to cover for this heap. Even though he did not specify where in the heap he's going to take the Trumas and Maisers from, since he said the Truma from this heap should be inside this heap, that would be effective, and he would have to take off the Trumas and Maisers from this heap itself, not from a different heap. Rabbi Levi ben Yaakov argued at one point with Rabbi Shimon, who said earlier in the Mishnah, if somebody who has a heap of grain and he said that the Maisers should be inside the grain and the Trumas Maisers should be inside the grain, that it would be effective. Even though he didn't separate yet the Maiser, he can give a name to the Trumas Maiser. Well, Rabbi Levi ben Yaakov holds you first have to separate the Maiser before you give a name to the Trumas Maiser. You can't simply give a name to the Maiser and subsequently give a name to the Trumas Maiser without separating the Maiser first. But if you did separate the Maiser, then you can say that the Trumas Maiser should be inside the Maiser. In that case, it would be effective and it would work.